I have always tried to maintain a simple approach to life, in finding joy in the simple things in life, and for the most part, whether by that stated approach or because it comes naturally to me, I've been successful at doing it. For example, a few years ago, a bull moose I shot during the fall season brought me great joy. However, in the days leading up to that success, I found joy in much smaller things. Such as one day, while sitting at a calling location, I noticed a really fuzzy caterpillar crawling on the log by me. I took a lot of photos to share with one of my kids, knowing she would have really enjoyed seeing it. Because I knew what her reaction would be, and seeing it through her eyes, it brought me joy as well. Some might find that odd, enjoyment from a caterpillar. But that approach has, I believe, allowed me to enjoy life to the fullest over the course of my 55 years, and I have zero plans to change anytime soon. As such, it might not come as a surprise to know that I get a lot of enjoyment, a lot of joy, out of watching the birds that come to my feeder throughout the year. When the temperature starts to drop, they really begin to show up in droves, and I have had a lot of fun of late. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Visitor Services Manager for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I can stand or sit on my porch for long stretches of time and do nothing but breathe, and watch as the birds go about their lives by simply doing what they have to in order to survive. I grew up hunting deer from a tree stand in Kansas. Sitting still, mostly for hours on end, well, it really isn't all that hard to do. So, 10 or 15 minutes on the porch feels like the blink of an eye. Patience really isn't a very difficult thing for me. Your mileage may vary. And I am so dedicated to providing sustenance for my flock, my little feathered friends, that my wife and my daughter sometimes give me a playfully hard time about it. In a political vein, I will sometimes refer to them as my constituents. Whatever the case, I thoroughly enjoy what they bring to my life, and the cost of 40-pound bags of sunflower seed is a small price to pay for what they provide. There are a lot of species that make it to the fuller feeder over the course of a winter. Hands down, my favorites are the red-breasted nuthatches. They are smallish birds that are categorized as perching birds. As such, they have feet well adapted to life in the trees, with three toes to the front and one to the back. They have a unique song. To my ear, it almost sounds like a shrill little tin horn, often in three consecutive notes. They aren't very large, although what they lack in size they make up for in energy. Seriously, if you watched them for just a few minutes, you'd swear they have a case of Red Bull that they hit every morning before they begin to feed. They come in at 4 inches or a little over in length with a wingspan of just about twice that. They weigh, if you can call it weighing anything, a whopping half of an ounce. They have a short, stocky body with not much in the way of a neck. In fact, the head looks a bit big in relation to the body. The bill is long, pointy, and slightly upturned. The body is noticeably plump. The tail is short. In terms of coloration, they are a bluish-gray from the base of the head, across the back, and on the top side of the tail. The upper chest and belly are, as you might guess from the name, a reddish color. Under the bill is white. Above this white is a black stripe that runs through the eye to the back of the head. Above that black stripe is a white stripe with a crown of solid black on top of the head. The bill, legs, and feet are also black. Males and females look similar, though females are duller in color, and the cap on top is more of a gray than a black. They are partial to many types of wild seeds, and also like to eat many types of insects and spiders, at least during the seasons that those are available. They like to cache food for later, storing seeds and insects in every little crack or crevice in a tree's bark that they can find. Indeed, if you were to closely examine the spruce trees around our yard, you'd notice that they're littered with stored sunflower seeds, just under the bark. They also use the bark to help them get the seeds open, jamming them in the bark like a vise, and then hammering on the seed like a woodpecker. They have strong legs and claws, and they use these to navigate trees in just about any direction you can imagine, equally at ease walking up, down, and sideways on trunks while probing in the bark for food. They can often be seen hanging upside down from a food source, completely at ease while doing so while feeding. Also, even though they're fairly small, they are aggressive birds that sometimes dominate larger ones. Just the other day, I had a male downy woodpecker trying to feed at the suet feeder on our porch, and an aggressive male nuthatch kept running him off. Their flight pattern is unique and has been described as short and bouncy. Two other favorites are the chickadees. I say two because we have two types, and they are easily told apart in appearance. Those two are the black cap and the boreal. In shape and size, they are very, very similar. Both birds are classified as small songbirds and are 5 to 6 inches long with an 8-inch wingspan. Both also weigh about a half an ounce. They have a short, round body and not much in the way of a neck. In fact, at times, watching them in the winter, the head seems to merge with the body when they fluff up the way winter birds do to create airspace and stay warm. They have a short, conical beak similar to a sparrow or finch. The feet and toes are made for grabbing branches, and they are often seen hanging upside down from branches while they feed. The tail is reasonably long when compared to the body, and certainly much more so than with nuthatches. Coloration is a different matter, though. They look very different. Black caps have, as the name implies, a black cap on the top of the head. They also have a black bib on the lower part of the head, with contrasting white sides to the face. The underparts are white, and they normally have gray on the sides. The back, wings, and tail also appear gray. A short, stout beak is black, as are the feet and legs. Boreal chickadees have similarities in the markings, but the coloration is different. Boreal chickadees have a brown cap, and whereas the black cap on black-capped chickadees ends at the back of the head, the brown cap on boreal chickadees extends down onto the brown back of the same shade. They do have a black bib under the beak, and the sides of the face are white, but neither the white sides nor the black bib are as prominent as they are on a black-capped chickadee. The sides of the body are a rusty reddish brown and the belly is white. Wings and tail are gray, and the beak and legs are dark gray to black in color. I mentioned that male downy woodpecker. Downy woodpeckers are infrequent enough that I really enjoy seeing them, but common enough that I do expect to. The downy woodpecker is the smallest and most common American woodpecker. It's found across most all of North America, from Alaska all the way down to Florida. It feels at home in a variety of habitats, from the forest we have around here to the backyards of urban homes. They are not shy at all about hitting the local bird feeders. They're also not shy about the company they keep, and they're frequently found in mixed species flocks in the winter. Their interest in our spread always seems to be the suet feeders, and when your normal diet is insects, well, I'm guessing suet looks pretty good during the winter months. In size, the downy woodpecker is about 6 inches long, which might not sound like much, but they look really large compared to the chickadees and nuthatches. They have a wingspan of 10 to 12 inches. They are predominantly white and black. They have mostly black upper parts, though the center of the back is white. White stripes can be seen on the face above and below where the ears are. There is a black line down the side of the neck. White spots on the wing give a black and white barred look to them. The tail has black center feathers and white outer ones. The outermost feather on each side is barred. The underside is white. The beak is small and pointed, and both it and the legs and feet are black. The males and females look very similar, except that the male has a red patch on the back of the head, at the end of the top white stripe. All woodpeckers are well adapted for a life spent climbing on tree trunks and limbs, and downies are no different. They have stiff tail feathers which serve as a support system when moving along trees. Their feet are also well adapted for climbing and hanging, with two toes pointing forward and two toes pointing to the side or backward, in case you've never seen them up close. There are other species that we see to varying degrees. Crossbills, Both red and white winged ones are hit and miss, though we had a bunch at our place over the previous weekend. Pine grosbeaks are very, very common and look so very large compared to some of the smaller species. Common red poles will often show up in the hundreds, though that hasn't happened yet this year. It's not uncommon to see a few magpies, which I'd not have any qualms with if they didn't spook the smaller species. Ditto camp robbers, officially gray jays, which are also common. There have been a few oddball species through the year. For example, a spruce grouse for a couple of weeks one winter. I look forward to maybe being able to winter moose hunt in the coming months, pending when seasons are open or available. I have been cobbling together gear to winter camp while doing so. I am sure that if I get a chance to do so, to camp and to look for a moose, any number of small things will pull at my attention and provide me with joy in the process. That is my standard operating procedure. Enjoy it all and don't take anything, even the smallest of things, for granted. Until hunting is available, though, I get a great deal of joy from watching my feathered constituents, and in doing my part to maybe make their winter a little more bearable. Here's hoping each of you is finding joy in the small and large things in your own lives. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.